I'm not worthy to stand here and talk to you. So I pray that God may help us all benefit from the teachings of the Holy Spirit this morning. This Sunday is the Sunday of the Coptic month of Baba. And the gospel of this holy liturgy is about a miracle that was done by Jesus, forgiving and healing a paralytic man. As you heard in the gospel, there was a lot of people around him, and there was a paralytic man who was trying to reach him. He couldn't. The gospel says when they could not come near him because of the crowd, that was the reason, there were so many people. So he had to go up on the roof, open a hole in the roof, and put the man through the hole so they can put him in front of Jesus. We know the rest of the story. Jesus forgave his sins and then healed him and asked him to walk, arise and walk and take his bed. So it's usually important when we read a miracle or a meeting with our Lord Jesus Christ is to think how me is related to that person that met Jesus. So that man was a paralytic man. He was not paralytic in one leg or two legs. He couldn't move his hands nor his feet. So he couldn't move at all. He couldn't sit on a chair. He had to be carried out in a bed by four men. However, he was not blind. He understands what's happening around him. He knows what's going on. He probably heard about Jesus. He knows that if he goes to him, he will be healed. He just couldn't go. And in that sense, a lot of times he's very similar to me or to one of us, that we know what's good, what's bad. We just can't do it. We have no will to do it. Every one of us knows what's right and what's wrong. Everyone knows what pleases God and what displeases God. We just sometimes don't have the will to do it. We have no legs or no arms to do the right thing, even though we know it, what's right and what's wrong. So in many senses, in many aspects, this paralytic man is like each one of us. We have the knowledge, we know the right way, but we cannot convert this knowledge into action. The same thing St. Paul talked about in his epistle to the Romans. He said, "For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find." So he was saying, I has the will to do the right thing, but I couldn't do it. He's like the paralytic in that sense. And looking at this miracle, the paralytic man knows what's right, but there was a problem. And the problem was that he couldn't reach Christ. The problem here was the crowd. The crowd prevented this man from reaching Christ. So the fathers of the church have thought about many things. What could this be, the crowd? What are the crowd in our life? There is a few examples. One of them is the ungodly friends. So talking about people in high school and university group, this is very common, that you have so many friends, ungodly friends, that you are so much surrounded by them and cannot reach Christ. So a lot of times it's very difficult to make a decision. Should I stay with my friends or should I leave them for my spiritual life? So this is a very hard decision that a lot of the youth will have to take at some point. To make it easier, just remember that whoever obstructs or discourages you reaching Christ is not your friend. He's probably an enemy. He's not your friend because he is preventing you from reaching eternal life. So be very wise in picking your friends. Another aspect is too many friends. If you have too many friends, you won't have time to do anything else. And that's the same thing that King Solomon said in the Proverbs. He said, a man who has many friends may come to ruin. The second aspect that could be the crowd in our life is being too busy, having too many troubles, worries, problems, and thinking about them all the time. So a lot of times we come to the liturgy, but we keep thinking about our own problems. Our mind is occupied with what can we do to solve it. and we spend all the time thinking, what's the solution for this? How can I tackle this? How do I deal with that person or that problem? And these ideas, these worries, represents the crowd that prevent us from enjoying the presence of God, enjoying being in the presence of God. Sometimes even as Sunday school servants, we come to the liturgy, we keep thinking about what I'm going to say in the service. How am I going to present this? How can I do this? And then take all the time, instead of enjoying the presence of God, thinking about our own problems. This is really a crowd in our life. The best solution to do that is take your problems and present it to God in prayer, instead of keep trying to solve them yourself. So you enjoy the presence of God without any crowd that prevents you from reaching Christ. And in that aspect, the verse that's very known, Jesus said it to Martha. He said, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. So if you have so many things in your life, too busy, maybe we need to sit and think again about the crowd in our life. The last example I'm going to mention about the crowd is the sin. And this is very expected. The sin would prevent us from being in the presence of God. And to explain this, I'm going to tell you a story about a saint. Her name was Saint Mary of Egypt. She used to live in sin. She has lived in adultery all her life to gain money. So she used to do this every day. And at one point, she was living in Egypt, and at one point, she saw people going to Jerusalem to visit the holy places. So she said, okay, that's maybe I meet more people there. So she took the ship from Alexandria and went to Jerusalem. And she saw everyone going into the church. She has nothing to do with the church. She has her own sins, her own life. And she said, maybe I can go into the church. So she tried to go into the church. There were so many people going in, but every time she tried to enter, she finds something preventing her going in. So she tried that once and twice, and by the third time, she started crying. And she starts saying, okay, I know my sins are preventing me from being in the church. And she repented and she prayed. And God accepted her at that point. So sin would prevent you from being in the presence of God, especially your beloved sin. Sometimes we have our own beloved sin that we cannot give away. So examples of the crowd in our life is too many friends or ungodly friends, being too busy, and our beloved sin. Now this guy had the problem. He was paralytic, so he needed help. So sometimes we have no will. We cannot do the right thing, just like the paralytic. And at this point, we needed help. And the help in this miracle was in the four men that carried him and put him in front of Jesus. So the fathers of the church kept thinking, who are these four men in our life? The first example they came up with is the four Gospels, or the Word of God. We cannot be in the presence of God without the help of the Word of God. Reading the Bible help us strengthen our will. Give us the will that we miss to be in the presence of God. Another example is the sacraments. And I know we have seven sacraments in the church, but four of them are very essential. And these four sacraments are basically the baptism, which we all enjoyed. You cannot be in the presence of God without baptism. You cannot be in the presence of God without the maironon, the chrismation. These we all got since we are child. The other two sacraments are more important, the repentance and confession. This will help you get closer to God. And the sacrament of the communion. This is actually having God inside you. A perfect example of enjoying the presence of God. The third example of the four men that helped this paralytic man, the church explained it as the church. The church is the four men. And how they explain that is that the church has three ranks of priesthood, the bishop, the priest, and the deacons, and the whole congregation. These four aspects of the church creates a community that helps each and every one of us to be in the presence of God. Each one of us needs the rest to pray for Him. And not surprisingly, the higher the rank, the more prayers you need. So the bishop, we pray for the Pope, we pray for the bishop, we pray for Abuna. Right? And the higher the rank, the more prayer you need. The church also provides us with a spiritual environment where everyone encourages everyone to come closer to God. It also provides us with spiritual guidance through the fathers of the church that will help us a lot if we have no will to do the right thing. So this paralytic man, once he got the help he needed, once he was in front of Christ, what did Christ give him? He gave him two main things. First, he said to him, "Your sins are forgiven." And then second, he said, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house." So he gave him the strength that he needed. He gave him what he was really missing, is the strong will to do the right thing. If we come in the presence of God, God will command us to arise from our sins and our sicknesses and give us forgiveness of our sins. That's something that happens because God is so powerful. Once we go in front of Him, you will get all these things. One thing I noticed, and the church fathers have also noticed, is this paralytic man, if you know a paralytic man that he didn't move his leg for months and suddenly he did an operation, he started moving, he can't really move right away. He needs months of rehabilitation. But this man went suddenly from not able to move his hands or his legs into standing up, not only standing up, but carrying his own bed. This is a very strong miracle. This represents the power of God that can make a paralytic man, not moving at all, into a man carrying his own bed. God is capable and powerful and can convert our own sins into something very strong. He can convert the most sinful man into a saint. This really happened. Saint Moses. We call him Saint Moses the Black, or the church really loves the other name, Saint Moses the Strong. Saint Moses the Strong was a very sinful man. But being in the presence of God, he was converted into a very strong man. To do that, he needed few things. He needed something called the persistence, believe in the power of God. He believed that this could happen, even though he can't do anything about it. And he had the persistent pursuit of being in the presence of God. And he did whatever he can. So this man, even though he was paralytic, he did as much as he can. Maybe he urged his friends to carry him and go, right? He had that inside him. So it is important that if we have no will, we can't do anything, just start with whatever we can do. Read a small chapter in the Bible. Come to church as much as you can. Spend more time in the church. Spend more time in the presence of God as much as you can. And God will help you. God will give you the foreman that will help you. The Gospels, the sacraments, and the whole church. May God give us the strength to always seek to be in His presence so we can be with a strong will and our sins may be forgiven. نحاول ألخص اللي أنا قلته بسرعة بالعربي. النهاردة الحد الأول من بابا. إنجيل النهاردة بيتكلم عن معجزة شفاء مشلول وغفران خطايا. والكنيسة دايما بتعلمنا إن إحنا لما نبص على أي معجزة أو لقاء مع ربنا يسوع إن إحنا نحط نفسنا مكان الشخص اللي التقى مع ربنا يسوع. الشخص ده ما كانش مشلول عادي، ما كانش مشلول في ايديه بس او رجليه بس، لا ده كان مشلول في ايديه ورجليه، ما يقدرش يتحرك خالص، ما يقدرش يقعد على كرسي وما يقدرش يتحرك، فكان لازم حد يشيله على الأقل أربعة يشيلوه يحطوه على سرير ويشيلوه. لكن الشخص ده كان ما كانش أعمى، كان مفتح، كان دريان باللي بيحصل، وكان عارف إيه الصح، كان عارف هو عايز إيه. عشان كده الكنيسة بتعلمنا إنه الشخص ده ممكن يبقى كل واحد فينا، عارف الصح وعارف الغلط، كل واحد فينا عارف ربنا عايز منه إيه، كل واحد فينا عارف الصح إيه والغلط إيه. بس أحيانا ما يبقاش عندنا الإرادة، نبقى مشلولين في الإرادة، مش قادرين نعمل الصح. عشان كده الكنيسة بتدينا المثل ده أو المعجزة دي إن إحنا نتأمل فيها ونشوف إزاي يبقى عندنا إرادة أقوى. القديس بولس الرسول اتكلم عن نفس الفكرة في رسالته الرومية، قال لأن الإرادة حاضرة عندي وأما أن أفعل الحسنى فلست أجد. يعني أنا عارف الصح، أنا عارف إيه اللي أنا اللي ربنا عايزه مني، أنا عارف المفروض أعمل إيه، بس أنا مش عارف أعمله، مش قادر أعمله، ما عنديش إيدين ورجلين أعمله. لو بصينا على الراجل المشلول ده هنلاقي إن الحاجات اللي عطلته عن الوصول للمسيح كلمة واحدة بس في المعجزة، هي كلمة الجمع. لو بصينا على الآية بتقول ولم يقدروا أن يقتربوا إليه اللي هو المسيح من أجل الجمع. كان في ناس كتيرة قوي حواليه وكانت منعاهم إنهم يوصلوا بالمشلول ده للمسيح. الجمع ده ممكن يبقى حاجات كتيرة قوي في حياتنا. أول مثال اتكلمنا فيه هو الأصدقاء الكتير أو الأصدقاء الغير روحيين، هنقضي وقت كتير معاهم، هنتكلم معاهم كتير، لكن مفيش حاجة روحية تبنينا. عشان كده الكنيسة بتعلمنا زي ما قال سليمان الحكيم، المكسر الأصحاب يخرب نفسه. الحاجة التانية اللي تمنعنا من الوصول للمسيح هي المشغوليات والهموم. مشغولين جدا بشغل، بخدمة، بمشاكل، بكل حاجة شغلانة وبنفكر فيها طول الوقت، مش قادرين نقف نصلي، مش قادرين نستمتع بوجودنا في القداس، علشان عمالين نفكر هنحل دي ازاي ونعمل دي ازاي. الكنيسة تنصحنا هنا ان احنا نرمي المشاكل دي قدام ربنا في الصلاة، وهو قادر انه يحلها من عنده، ونستمتع بقى بوجودنا قدام ربنا. زي ما قال ربنا يسوع لمرثا، انت تهتمين وتضطربين لاجل امور كثيرة، ولكن الحاجة الى واحد. الامور الكثيرة دي هي الجمع في حياتنا. المثال الثالث اللي اديناه للجمع هي الخطية. الخطية طبعا تمنعنا من الوجود في حضرة ربنا، واتكلمنا عن مثال القديسة مريم المصرية، كانت عايشة طول عمرها في الخطية، ولما حبت تخش الكنيسة لقيت اللي مش قادرة تخش، لحد ما تابت وقدمت توبة وربنا قبلها وبقت قديسة عظيمة. لو احنا ما عندناش إرادة ومش قادرين نتحرك ناحية ربنا، في حاجات تقدر تساعدنا، زي الأربع رجال اللي شالوا المشلول وحطوه قدام ربنا. يدينا مثال الأربع أناجيل أو كلمة ربنا، دي تساعدنا ان احنا نبقى في وجود رب في حضرة ربنا. الحاجة التانية هي أسرار الكنيسة. أسرار الكنيسة في 7 أسرار، بس 4 منهم essential for our salvation، مهمين لخلاصنا. المعمودية من غيرها ما نقدرش نشوف ربنا، الميرون من غيرها ما نقدرش نشوف ربنا، التوبة والاعتراف دي وسيلة ان احنا نوصل لربنا ونشوفه، وطبعا التناول ان احنا ناخد ربنا جوه جسدنا. المثال الثالث للأربع أصدقاء اللي ساعدوا المفلوج هي الكنيسة كلها. والأباء يقولوا أن الكنيسة هي 3 رتب الكهنوت والشعب كله، الأسقف والكاهن والشمامسة أو الخدام والشعب كله، كل دول يشتركوا مع بعض أنهم يحملوا أي حد فينا مشلول الإرادة ويحطوا قدام ربنا. فمهم جدا أن احنا نصلي من أجل بعض، وخصوصا الناس اللي ربنا ادهم مسؤولية الخدمة زي الأسقف والكاهن والشمامسة والخدام، لأن الحرب عليهم أكتر بكتير. الكنيسة كمان بتقدم لنا وسط روحي نقدر نستمتع بوجود ربنا فيه، ويساعدنا ويشجعنا ويقوي إرادتنا أن احنا نبقى وسط ربنا. وكمان يقدم لنا إرشاد روحي، الكنيسة تقدم لنا إرشاد روحي عن طريق أباء الاعتراف وعن طريق الخدام المرشدين، فيساعدونا أنهم يقووا إرادتنا الضعيفة. الإنسان المشلول لما وصل لربنا، ربنا قدر يقول له لك أقول قم، قوم من خطيتك وقوم من ضعفك وقوم من وهنك وقوم من كل اللي تعبك، وقوم ويبقى إنسان قوي، شيل السرير كمان، شيل السرير وعرف الناس قد إيه أنت قوي. دي حاجة إحنا محتاجين نتأكد ان ربنا قادر انه يحول اي واحد فينا مشلول الى انسان قوي جدا. من الأمثلة المشهورة للتحول الكبير ده هو القديس موسى الأسود، أو الكنيسة بتسميه القديس موسى القوي، القوي الأنبا موسى القوي، لأنه كان قوي في توبته وقوي في تحوله من إنسان ضعيف ومشلول الإرادة، من إنسان عايش في الخطية لإنسان قديس الناس بتتمثل بيه وتعمل زيه. هو كان عنده ثلاث حاجات مهمين، كان عنده إصرار رغم أنه مش قادر يعمل حاجة، بس كان عنده إصرار، كان عايز، كان عنده الرغبة، وكان بيعمل اللي يقدر عليه. small steps عن طريق إرشاد، عن طريق أبوه الأنبا إيسيدوروس، فقدر يتحول من إنسان مشلول لإنسان قوي. ربنا يدينا أن احنا نبقى دايما مستمتعين بالوجود في حضرة ربنا، ويدينا إرادة قوية وغفران خطايانا، والمجد لله دائما أبديا. آمين.